الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى قال رب لم حشرتني أعمى وقد كنت بصيرا قال كذلك أتت آياتنا فنسيتها وكذلك اليوم تنسى صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, the condition of Muslims today is that if we have to give any advice to a Muslim regarding deen, matters of deen, you'll find that they do not accept that advice very quickly. And if they do take that advice, it is not because they want to act on it. It is merely because they have some kind of relationship with that person to keep his heart, or some business associate. If I tell him something, he will feel hurt. For some worldly gains, we begin to listen to one another's advice as far as deen is concerned, but not with the intention of acting on it. Now you must remember one thing, that Islam, iman is not something which is written on our foreheads. Iman means something to bring iman on Allah's commands, which Rasulullah has brought, that's called yaqeen, to have faith on it. But now you find that a person, no matter he has this faith at heart, but if he does not follow it completely, everything that he does is kufr, then you and I will say that he is not a Muslim. Although he has at heart the faith, but to expose that faith, he has to do certain things. And until he does not do those certain things, his iman will not be exposed in the eyes of the qazi of that time, and on as of anyone, you don't qualify him as a Muslim. It is sad to say that today, that if we look in the Quran and look at the non-believers, what Allah Ta'ala speaks of non-believers, and if we look into our lives, you'll find that there's no difference at all. And if there's no difference at all, then how is it that what do we classify that? Who do we classify? That is why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given a certain deeds to do. Through those deeds we'll come to know whether you're a mu'min or a mu'min. That we have been told to read namaz, give zakat, go for hajj. As iman is important, these deeds are also important. Is iman important? This. And if we leave out any of these deeds, then we come to realize that we say that that person has gone against the command of Allah. He has turned away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ayat which I have recited in front of you, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. In two ways a person can forget Allah Ta'ala, turn away from Allah Ta'ala. One is a person completely has no faith at all. From the beginning he has no faith at all. Especially for that person. And secondly, for that person who has faith, but he does not fulfill the command of Allah. Regarding those people too, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala mentions. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. That person who turned away from my remembrance, that person who turned away from my commands, مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. For him, for them, it is a life of misery in this world. I will give them a life of misery in this world. Now to turn away from the command of Allah, one should think, you know, I'm not turning to turn around. Allah Ta'ala does not mean only to read namaz. Islam is not restricted only namaz, zakat and hajj. Islam is a complete way of life. A person may feel that he's reading namaz, he's giving zakat, going for hajj. That is not sufficient. That does not mean that he has not turned away from Allah's command. Man arada an dhikri, he has turned away from other command of Allah Ta'ala. To violate the rights of others, to violate the rights of the wife, to violate the rights of your children, to violate the rights of fellow Muslims, to violate the rights of your wife and children and everyone. That those things also include in this thing. Person may feel this much that, you know what, I'm only doing namaz and zakat. No doubt he's fulfilling the commands only to an extent. But you have to completely become a complete Muslim. فَإِنَّنُوا مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَىٰ. On a day of Qiyamah, he'll wake up blind. On a day of Qiyamah, he'll wake up blind. قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَا حَشَرُتَّنِي أَعْمَىٰ. He will say, Allah, oh Allah, on a day of Qiyamah, how is it that I'm waking up blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Let I had eyes on a day in the world. How in the world I had eyes? How is it that today I woke up in this condition? For a certain period, he'll be waking up blind. Allah Ta'ala, his father. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ تَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. All this is happening to you because merely you have forgotten my signs. There were signs in the world that you saw this person passing away. When you saw him passing away, he did not bring you more closer to me. Because when you see a person passing away, you must think that I am going next. Now if you think you are going next, what are you supposed to do? You are supposed to also prepare yourself for the hour. You saw a sign, another person, that this kind of calamity took place in a certain area of this world. You saw the calamity, everything. You hear about it, you speak about it too. You only speaking about it, but did not take a lesson from it. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. In our eyes, you have forgotten our ayat. Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that in this world is showing us this sign so that we must not make those mistakes. You had this sign also that I put you in a condition that you are very, very sick. There was no hope at all for you. The doctors lost hopes. Everyone lost hope. But through my mercy, I have given you good health. Through that sign also, you did not come near to me, but you went even further away from me. So as you have forgotten my signs, as you have forgotten my ayats, my commands, وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Today I have also forgotten it. Had you forgotten, have you remembered me? I would not forgotten you too. I've also remembered you more than what you remember me. So in this ayat, there are two punishments. One punishment in this world, another punishment hereafter. The punishment in this world is what? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his life a miserable life, a life of unhappiness, a life of full of misery and agitation and disturbance all his life. Now you may be thinking that when Allah Ta'ala is going to make a person's life misery, that miserable, that means he'll take his wealth away, that he'll become poor. No, my dear friends. Allah Ta'ala will give him enough wealth. But the two qualities Allah will take away from him, which is the greatest quality, the person got these two qualities, got everything. He hasn't got these two qualities, got nothing. And that is sabr and shukr. Sabr and shukr. There's so much of this world will be given to him, that he'll be so much drowned in this world to that extent that he won't have no time for his family. He will have no time for his children. His children will be gone astray. His wife will be gone somewhere else. He will be gone to another world of his own. But when you look at him, he is very happy. You look at him, he is very, very... You find him to be very prosperous, as you and I will think. But only he knows what he is going through. You can hide from people, you cannot hide from Allah. He will show that he is very happy. The happiness is on his face all the time. But inside he is getting burnt.
And the more he's giving, he's not making shukr. Allah, he says, he's more ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. Day and night he's so drowned in this world that the time, he says, this time is too little for me. When he's eating food also, he's eating, not eating food, he's eating the world. He's no happiness at all. The wife at home, she cannot talk to the husband. The children cannot talk to the father. And you find that that house is no barakat at all. Total darkness. That is a very great punishment. And sabr, anything that he goes through, any difficulties he faces, he begins to complain. He begins to complain, Ya Allah, why? It's me I'm getting all this thing. If his child leaves, if he loses his child, also he thinks, why I lost my child? Oh Allah, why it's happening to me? If anything happens to him, to instead of making sabr and thinking, there's a possibility I have done something wrong through that, Allah, you put me in this condition. Or possibility that Allah Ta'ala want to test me, that's why he's doing all these things. Instead of thinking that line, he begins to complain, say, why Allah Ta'ala is doing this to me and why Allah Ta'ala is doing that. So these great two qualities, which is sabr and shukr, Allah Ta'ala takes that away. And remember one thing, if you got these two qualities, you're a millionaire. If you got these two qualities, you're a millionaire. If you don't have these two qualities, then you're not a millionaire at all. Because when you have these two qualities, you have the quality of contentment. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. When you got afiyat in you, you must remember one thing, you got everything in you, but you got no afiyat, you got nothing in you. A person can be very, very sick, but if he's got a peace of heart and peace of mind and contentment, he's a millionaire. But if you haven't got that and you have the things of this world, is of nothing. So the first punishment that he'll go through in this world is that he will be going through misery. You may be thinking he's very happy. His house is full of darkness. There's no happiness with his wife. People like to keep away from him. His family wants to keep away from him too. And the second punishment is, which is the most severe punishment, and which Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Allahu Akbar, that on day of Qiyamah, he'll wake up blind. He'll wake up blind. And on that occasion, which he was hiding from the people, from his reality, that will be exposed there. Everything will be exposed. He want to run, where can he run? He cannot hide from anyone. Everything that he wants to do, he'll be exposed from everyone. The wrong thing that he was doing in the world, he could hide from the people in front of Allah, everything will be exposed. He'll be disgraced in front of Allah Ta'ala. He'll be disgraced in front of the Farishtas. He'll be disgraced from all the other Muslims too. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran too, it's not that I want to do these things. It's not that I want to punish you. It's not that I want to disgrace you. But because you have asked me for this disgrace and punishment, that you have invited this punishment towards you, that's why I have to punish you. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِ الرَّحْمَةِ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِ الرَّحْمَةِ. That Allah has made compulsory upon himself to have rahmat on the mu'min. Allah Ta'ala has rahmat on the mu'min. Allah Ta'ala does not want to punish anyone. Allah Ta'ala wants to be kind and good to everyone. If Allah Ta'ala wants to punish us, my dear friends, He would have not given us this rosy that today that's giving us. He would not have allowed us to come to the masjid today too. This is the sign of Allah Ta'ala loves us so much. In the hadith it mentioned, Man dhakari nafsi, that person who runs to, who remembers me in the quiet in his heart, I also remember him in his quiet. When you remember me, I remember you too. And that person who remembers me in a crowd of pious people, I also remember him in a better crowd than the Farishtas. Allah Ta'ala, we do not appreciate Allah. We do not appreciate Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala appreciates us. To that extent that Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person who runs, man taqarraba, that person who goes towards Allah Ta'ala, one step, Allah Ta'ala goes to him two steps. That person who runs with Allah, Allah holds him in his lap. And if Allah Ta'ala holds you, then what else you want more than that? From these hadiths we come to know how Allah Ta'ala is so most appreciating to us. How much He loves us. But because of the wrongs that we are doing, and we did not take lesson from the Kitab Quran that was revealed to us, which has now allowed Allah Ta'ala to punish us for that. Because one time if you say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, for that Allah Ta'ala appreciates too. For Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Ta'ala appreciates for the person who totally, completely sacrifice himself for Allah, how Allah Ta'ala appreciate him. Zunnun Misri Rahmatullah Ali. Once, you know, he was walking on the seashore, or the river shore, you know, there's a side, river bank. He saw one scorpion and he threw a stone to kill it, but the scorpion somehow managed to get into the water. And there was one frog waiting for it, and he sat on top of the frog and it carried on. This surprised him, said, let me see, what is this now? And the frog continued and he followed the frog. The next moment, what he sees? He sees that one place a person is totally drunk. Completely drunk. And there's a snake is about to bite him. And this scorpion goes there and kills the snake before the person can bite the drunkard. Zunnun Misri Rahmatullah Ali went there and got that person up. Shook him up. You must know, when he got up and he saw the snake and scorpion, he started running. He says, don't run. And gave him the whole story what transpired. And he says, he put his hand up in the sky, says, oh Allah, if this is how you look at a person who is a wrongdoer, you look after him this way. That person who is a good doer all the time, how you look after him? When you become Allah's, Allah Ta'ala become yours, but not only to read namaz, give zakat and go for hajj, you have to be a complete Muslim. You have to be a complete Muslim in every way. There was a very great saint, and a king, you know, did not like him. Did not like him at all. And always tried to harm him. So one day he made sure that he locked him up. He locked him up and decided that he must become the prey of a lion. You find even you become Allah, Allah's, you know, you become Allah's, people do not like you that. But you must always remember, you mustn't worry about people, worry about Allah. When you become Allah, Allah Ta'ala become yours. Man kana lillahi kana Allah lahu. Man kana lillahi kana Allah lahu. When you become Allah, Allah Ta'ala become yours. And if Allah Ta'ala become yours, then everyone is yours. Day after, if they are not your friends too, you mustn't bother. However, this buzuk was put in the cage, and the lion, for 3 days the king made sure he did not give him food at all. And then the time when you must know, it's obvious that when a person is put in a cage and it's a king's, you know, the people all waiting there. And this lion was put into the den with this buzuk. The buzuk was just looking at it. The lion came. 3 days did not eat food. I mustn't tell you what a lion is. Yeah. However, he sat down there and the lion came, went around him, and then he sat down next to him and started licking his leg. When he started licking his leg, this buzuk started thinking now. Concerned, very concerned. What's happening here now? Very concerned. After some time, they saw nothing happen. The lion was taken back to his den. And the buzuk was going and the people asked him, Hazrat, we want to ask you one question. Ask me? We were concerned that the time when the lion was licking your legs, what were you so pondering about what? He said, what must I do? The time when the lion was licking my legs, I was thinking to myself, Ya Allah, is the saliva of the lion pak or napak? Is the saliva of the lion pak or napak? Look, when you become Allah, then nothing can come between you. You and I want to run away from this world. Which other world you want to go to? Mufti Mehmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi should say, if you want to go somewhere else, go to another Allah. If there's another Allah, you must go there. So when you become and I become Allah Ta'ala's, then no matter where you are, Allah is with you all the time. But the thing is that we must become Allah's first. And the only way is, as I mentioned, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَٰلِكَ مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Allah Ta'ala says, that person who turns away from me, turned away from my commands, I'll make his life a misery in this world. Miserable life I'll make him. You may see him coming to the masjid, you may see him sitting right in the front line too, but you know how miserable his life is. His house is totally a wreck. No happiness at all. And that's the punishment for the world. that Allah will take away the two qualities of sabr and shukr. And the second is the worst and the most severe punishment. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. We will wake him up blind on the day of Qiyamah. Call of death, that place you will know you cannot hide from anyone. Here you could hide from the people. يَوْمَ إِذِنْ تُعْرَضُونَ. In the Quran it is that you hide from them, but your secret will be exposed on them. You did the wrong things here, you bluffed the people, you couldn't bluff Allah. There you'll be exposed to us. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. You'll wake up blind. Then you say, Ya Allah, قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. Oh Allah, how is it that we woke up blind today? Yet you have given us eyes. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ تَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. It is merely because you have forgotten our ayats, our signs. So my dear friends, if we want Allah Ta'ala to remember us, we must also remember Allah Ta'ala. And we must become His true servants. That only namaz, zakat and hajj, alhamdulillah, we must perform. Side by side, we must remember that we have to fulfill every command of Allah. Then inshallah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will give us Jannatul Firdaus. Khudaakir Allah Ta'ala, whatever I've said, Allah must give us all the tawfiq of acting according. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah.